And now, from spectacular Northwest Montana, the Valley Broadcast Network presents the Valley Broadcast News with your host, James White.
So I'm your host, James White. This is Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. Here we are on this 19th day of April, Patriots Day, 2024, and can't believe that time is going by again so fast here. It's going to be in the fall before we know it, in the next year, and man, things just seem to go so fast. And life does hit you fast. Life does come at you fast, that's for sure. So we're just going to continue to, ride the wave and report the truth. What else can we do? I didn't have a chance to bring up the flyer. I don't know if I can still probably do it. I'm sure I can. We are having the Bigfoot Town Hall. Perhaps I can bring it up here real quick. We're having the Bigfoot Town Hall coming up here pretty soon, in a month. I don't know where I have the actual. I was just so busy right here before the show. I just like had so much to do. Got a meeting today coming up here. Let's see if I can pull this in. Maybe if this works, and maybe if this works, it's going to be good. There we go. It does work. Okay, so here we go. Just want to make this announcement here. I'm going to handle some of the local news, of course, first. Kalispell Bigfoot Town Hall coming here June 8th, 2024. It's at the Red Lion Hotel, and you can see I'm one of the co-sponsors of this event with the Bigfoot Today guys, and it's a free event open to the public. You can come and share your Bigfoot stories if you have any. And there's a lot of them out there. Just look up Bigfoot stories, for crying out loud. There's tons. So we got Stephen Major, who is he's the head of the whole operation. Mitch the Man Johnson's his co-host. And some of these other fellows, I'm not really sure who they are. But I'm sure they're fine, upstanding gentlemen. And they're going to be here on the 8th. Downtown Kalispell. So mark the date, 10 a.m. through 4 p.m. I think we're going to do the lunch thing as well. They have that deal going on at the Red Lion, if you've ever had any events there, where I think you pay like 10 or 12 bucks or something like that, and you get a really nice meal. They have a chef, I think, that comes in and does that. Actually, I should start recording this program. I forgot to start recording here late. So let me do a quick station ID. Thanks for joining us here on April 19th, 2024. Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. You have to record. Actually, it's recorded on Rumble automatically, but I just like to record it locally as well. Okay, we're going to hit some of the news and information that's going on here today, and have some big meetings today. I think MMA Hall of Famer Matt Hughes will be here in the studio in about an hour and a half or less. And we're delighted to have Matt here. He is going through Kalispell the next couple of days and promoting the upcoming event also on June 8th. Interestingly enough, the same day as the Bigfoot event. It's going to be a very busy day that day for me because I'm involved in both of the events. I'm not co-sponsoring the UFC event, but I'm an assistant or a helper, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. Help facilitating it. I'm pretty good friends, really good friends with the guy that's running everything. Nonetheless, they're coming to town here June 8th. Also, Chuck Liddell is going to be here. Matt Hughes is going to be here. Pat Miletic is going to be here. And just Jens Pulver, I think, is going to be here as well. There's going to be a whole lot of MMA fellas here on the 8th. And it's all to benefit the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana. That's BIAMT.org to check that out. And we are friends with the Brain Injury Alliance of Montana there. And we help to promote them whenever we can. So you can check all that out. I think if you go to BIAMT.org, you can go to that website there and you can look up the upcoming events, and you'll be able to see these events, the event coming up here June 8th. It's a pretty big deal, as they say. I probably can bring it up here, I think, pretty quick. I probably can bring it up here if I just have a second. But yeah, it's going to be, I'm really excited to have Matt Hughes in the studio here. I think we're going to do a little bit of a, we're going to do an interview. I'm not really sure, honestly. I'm not really sure what we're going to do when he comes here, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be cool. Okay, so here is the, see if I can get this. Okay, I don't know if I can make this any larger, but let me pop this over here so we can take a look at this. This should work. Yeah, here we go. The Brain Injury Alliance of Montana presents the Big Sky Fight Club 2.0 Banquet and Auction. Of course, there's UFC Hall of Famer Matt Hughes and Hall of Famer Chuck Liddell, which are they're both going to be there. Halliday Quist is going to be performing at the meet and greet, and Halliday is a local musician, and she's a fantastic artist. Matter of fact, supposed to have Halliday here in the studio as well. I have to go back in touch with her. I think she had some family health issues that she's been dealing with, and that's taken her away from the action temporarily. And certainly hope that everything turns out the best for Halliday and her family. There's going to be here's going to be at the event. Matt Hughes, Chuck Liddell, Pat Miletich, Jens Pulver, Alfie Alcaraz, and Todd Foster. If you're not familiar, Todd Foster is one of the most famous and decorated athletes in Montana, Olympic participant, and I've interviewed Todd several times. Todd is suffering from closed head injury, and that's why we're working with the Closed Head Injury Alliance, the Brain Injury Alliance here in Montana, trying to help people like Todd Foster. And as you can probably imagine, you know, the level of closed head injury issues in the MMA, I mean, you know, just think about getting kicked in the head several dozen times probably in a year. I mean, you have to do training. I know you wear headgear and stuff like that. Even if you have headgear on, you know, you take a kick to the side of the head, it doesn't stop, you know, your brain inside your head, you know, from moving inside your cranium, for crying out loud. Have you ever seen the, look up if you can, and I don't know when I saw this, has to be in the last couple, 3 months. If you look up what the inside of your cranium, like the surface, not all smooth and polished and everything like you might think it is. From what I saw and the research that I looked into, it's like jagged, it's rough. It's not like conducive for bouncing your brain against. Not that there's anything that would be, you know, but that especially is not a good thing to have your brain, you know, slamming up against. And I'm not a doctor, and you know, of course we know this, right? I don't have to qualify that. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm just telling you what the research I've seen is. The inside of your cranium is probably not smooth like you might think, or you might see the outside of someone's skull and you see it's pretty smooth. Not that any same on the inside. So I guess the moral of that story is, don't get kicked in the head and have your brain slam up against the inside of your skull. Now, the individuals that are suffering from these brain injuries that we are dealing with here in this particular event, some of them, you know, it's not because of fighting. It's because of other things that had happened after fighting. They were in accidents or motor vehicle accidents, and that's probably the main reason, the main cause of closed head injuries. Traumatic brain injuries are motor vehicle accidents. And sadly, there's a lot of them in Montana. There's an awful lot of motor vehicle accidents in Montana. I think we rank one of the highest states for that, for certainly for alcohol related. I think we were number two for a period of time. And there's a tremendous amount of closed head injury, traumatic brain injury folks here in Montana that need support and need help. And they're, I think we're one of two states that has no funding. No funding at all from the state for closed head injury and brain injury. So that's something that needs to be changed here in Montana. And, you know, these are the type of things, folks, that go across political lines. Who cares? You know, and everything doesn't have to be politicalized. I don't politicize. I don't really care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, or a Martian. I mean, if you're close and injured and they need support, you know, and there's services out there available. Again, I'm not all for government funding and government being the daddy, but in the current environment that we're in right now, if there's funding set aside and there's money available, and you're going to disperse it to groups or organizations, or you have to go through the finances to the budget to get to the specifics. But if you're going to give out money anyway to groups, why not give out money to the close head injury folks? It's a very debilitating and it's a very prevalent issue. And sadly, the problem, the reason that it doesn't really get a lot of funding and doesn't get a lot of attention, you know, someone has a war injury and their leg gets blown off. Well, you can actually see that, right? I mean, you're able to determine that they have a leg blown off. They've either got, you know, a prosthetic or they're on crutches or they're, you know, waiting to get a prosthetic. Anyway, you can visually see it. With the closed head injury, it's inside the head. You can't see it. There's no like visible damage. We can go, oh yeah, that's right. Look at there. Yeah. Now, sometimes of course there's outward signs with, you know, in your eyes and certainly your activities and your moods and stuff like that. I mean, there are some signs outward, but they're not physical signs where you can actually look at it and immediately tell, you know, someone gets a limb blown off in a war or something. You can tell immediately. Someone has closed head injury, you can't tell. And, it's a tough thing, man. Anyway, I'm on board with, I'm supporting people that have closed head injuries, as you can probably tell. So support those groups, Brain Injury Alliance of Montana, support them. And, you know, if you probably know someone that has a brain injury, or you soon will, it's pretty bad here in Montana. Anyway, let's get off that type of topic and go to, I guess I'd say brighter things, but it's really not. BNSF Rail, we covered this a couple of days ago, and it's an ongoing case right now. And this is Libby, Montana here, which is about an hour or so roughly away from where we're at here in Kalispell. You know, as you can see in the background there in the photo, I mean, Montana is just absolutely, you know, stunning beauty in this state and in a lot of places, not all places, but most every place. If you like mountains, you know, Northwest Montana is sort of the place to be. Nonetheless, that's not the reason for this article. The BNSF Railway, that's the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway, says it didn't know about asbestos that killed hundreds in a Montana town. The case in federal civil court over the two deaths is the first lawsuit against the company to reach trial over its operations in Libby, Montana. BNSF Railway attorneys are expected to argue before jurors Friday that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town, one of the deadliest sites in the federal Superfund pollution program. Attorneys for the Warren Buffett-owned company says the railroad's corporate predecessors didn't know the vermiculite it hauled over decades from a nearby mine was filled with hazardous microscopic asbestos fibers. Well, you know, they don't have the full, you know, scope and background of the case, and certainly the attorneys haven't reached out to me to let me know the specifics. And I pretty much kind of follow along the same lines as I follow along with most everything else when it comes to, you know, legal or lawful or court cases or things like that. If they're afforded due process and evidence has been able to present it on both sides and that process is followed properly and they're found to be not liable, then they're found to be not liable. If they're afforded due process and the evidence comes out and they're determined that they are liable, then they need to be able to be held accountable for that. So really, that's really the, you know, the most important thing in that whole case is, I think, as long as they have due process. Many people don't have due process, and that's another, you know, I have so many people that are, I know, that are experts in, you know, real law, you know, common law, not administrative codes and regulations law, administrative law, but common law. I should have them come on and talk about jurisdiction and due process, because those are really two key things that we are oftentimes not afforded due process, certainly in the family court system. And also the jurisdiction issue is a big one. And a lot of people act outside their jurisdiction, and that falls under what's called color of law. When they act like they have lawful authority to conduct certain actions, and ultimately they really don't have that authority, so they really don't have the law on their side. It's a color of law, not really law, a shade of law. It looks like law, but it's not. This is common. This is commonplace. It happens so much more often than you would even believe. When I tell you that these scoundrels don't have the jurisdiction over you that they claim they do and that you've been convinced that they do, I don't know how I could put it more plainly, and I've done probably with all of the people that I've had on the broadcast on this topic, I've probably done 50 shows since I've been broadcasting, what, close to 10 years now probably? I've probably done 50 shows on the straw man, who you really are, the corporate legal system, the difference between legal and lawful. Let me take a quick commercial break here and come back on the other side. We'll cover some more news and information here on this Patriots Day, April 19th. The shot heard around the world. Jonas Clark, black robe pastor. It traces back to that. Just do some research on that stuff and you can look that all up. We're not going to deal with that today. Big day, Patriots Day, April 19th. And then tomorrow is 420 Day. What a world. Okay, we'll be back after these brief messages here on Valley Broadcast News. I looked at the Flathead Truth. If you want to watch the show live, go to flatheadtruth.com. We'll be back after these brief messages.
I'm Andy Stewart, here to tell you about Get More Tank. Get More Tank saves me $150 every month on gas. Get More Tank is a tablet with active ingredients that adds big mileage to every tank. I used to fill up our two cars every week. Not anymore. I'm getting about 50 miles more on every tank. Made in America, this formula is used by trucking companies and heavy industry. Now we're bringing it to you. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, lowers emissions, and I can feel improved engine performance every time I step on the gas. I use Get More Tank on my stalling leaf blower and boom, it works like new. Get More Tank works for cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, four-wheelers, mowers, and blowers. Hey, if you got an engine, then Get More Tank. A five-pack on sale only at GetMoreTank.com for just $22.22 plus shipping. Use promo code GAS. Get 10% off. Save your money, save your engine, save the earth at GetMoreTank.com. EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, results vary.
June 6, 1944. It was on this day, D-Day, 80 years ago. The sound of boat engines roared. The sheer terror of our troops filled the air as they approached Normandy. These men fought and died to ensure freedom and eliminate tyranny. We must enter the battle for our nation, for our children, and for future generations. I entered the battle in 2012 when my firstborn son was murdered because he refused to compromise U.S. security with the Chinese Communist Party. My eyes were open to government corruption, and I became a mother on a mission to fight for truth and justice. My battle is a passion to fight for Montana and to make America great again. And this is why I am running for U.S. Congress. We must hold our government accountable. My name is Mary Todd. Vote for me on June 4th.
Okay, folks, thanks for hanging on after that short break. This is Valley Broadcast News, brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network, valleybroadcastnetwork.com. And we, I believe, are going to be premiering tomorrow evening the first episode of Bigfoot Today. I think it's the first episode that we're playing, episode number one. Anyway, that is a precursor to the upcoming Bigfoot Town Hall that we spoke about previously. And, you know, as far as the Bigfoot thing goes, I've never seen a Bigfoot, of course. You know, there's plenty of evidence that looks like there is, and they've got foot, you know, molds and stuff like that. But, you know, people fake stuff, and people are, you know, really good at doing that kind of stuff. And, you know, I don't know. I guess my question would be, and these are some of the things I'll probably bring up to the experts, is, you know, why does anybody suppose there hasn't been like a Bigfoot skeleton found? And, you know, I guess maybe there has. I haven't seen one. Or why hasn't there been like somebody stumbled across a Bigfoot that just happened to die of natural causes, or, I don't know, shot accidentally maybe. It just seems to me that if there's that many of these Bigfoots up in the Northwest, which apparently there is, or that's the claim, that there would be some sort of, proof, more proof as far as like a carcass, and to be morbid, but it would seem to me that that would have happened, or someone would have stumbled across one dying or dead or something recently dead. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that. You know, like most things, I have less answers and more questions, but we will hopefully get those answered and much more when they come to town here, when those cats come to town here on June 8th. So we're looking forward to that. And you can find out all the information about that on Valley Broadcast Network. And again, we will be playing the first episode of Bigfoot Today. I think it's going to be its television broadcast premiere. Saturday evening is when I'm going to schedule to do it, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And you can watch it on, if you're local, you can watch it on channel 26.1 or 34.4. Or you can watch it on the stream, the 24-hour Valley Broadcast Network stream. It'll be up there. And you can find that information out by going to Valley Broadcast Network show links. All right. Not really a big self-promotion guy, but, you know, I kind of have to in a way, because I want to drive people towards the website, because I want to highlight a lot of filmmakers. I'm going to be working with independent filmmakers, smaller filmmakers that go to film festivals. And if you know the film festivals, and I'm learning more about them, of course. But if you go to a film festival, there's usually maybe 100 entries or 125 entries of films, you know, people that, independent filmmakers that make films. And independent filmmakers, of course, are filmmakers that are not associated with big production houses and that type of thing. So there may be 100 or 115 or however many entries, and there's only like 12 or 15 maybe of them that get played, you know, they get featured. And the other ones, they don't have a place to go except just going on the streaming, which is fine. But I like to highlight them on an actual television network. So I'm working, I'm in that process of getting that done, and I'll make that announcement when we do get it straightened out. So that's the reason I like to drive people there, because I want to be able to highlight and feature local filmmakers, and they don't have to always be here from Montana, and then set up some sort of a revenue sharing with them, so they can get some funding back for the money that they put in and hopefully make more films. So that's what we're shooting for. And I may not be able to get it done right away, but I have a high level of confidence we'll be able to pull something off. Montana sued over refusal to amend transgender people's identity documents. And this is from the Hill. These people just have their websites and their text is just so darn small. Two transgender women sued Montana and several state agencies Thursday in a class action lawsuit challenging a policy that prohibits transgender people from amending the sex designation on their birth certificates to accurately reflect their gender identity. The Montana's Department of Health and Human Services adopted the rule in 2022 after a district court blocked the state from enforcing a 2021 law allowing individuals to amend their birth certificates only in cases where a person's sex has been changed by surgical procedure. State health officials at the time said, despite the court's ruling, Montana residents are still unable to alter their birth certificates because sex is an immutable genetic fact, which is not changeable even by surgery. So what typically happens here in Montana, unfortunately, is there are certain issues, and I've reported on this, and let's see here if I can bring this up. So what happens is they will take this case in front of the very liberal Montana Supreme Court, which they've overturned lots and lots of legislation that is passed mostly by conservatives, almost exclusively. So if you want to find out what a fraud the Montana Supreme Court is, and make no mistake, they're all frauds, each and every one of them. Not some of them, all of them. Every one of them is a con artist. Every single one. Never forget that fact. You can go over here and check it out over at Valley Broadcast Network and click on the Lie of Judicial Supremacy. And you can see the 8-part series that was conducted with the authors of the book that break it down step by step. And if you're honest with yourself and you read that material and watch those videos, and again, you have to be able to break through your political ideology and you'll get to what truth is. And I know that's almost impossible for some people to do. But if you were honest with yourself and you read that book, you too would realize that the Montana Supreme Court and most Supreme Courts across the country are con artists. This lie of judicial supremacy, it's made up. It's based upon previous court rulings that were unconstitutional as well. The whole thing's a fraud, all of it. Not some of it, all of it. The whole entire administrative court system, the bar, which is a cancer on America. Until this gets cleared up, we're never going to quote-unquote be great again until we get rid of the cancerous, crooked bar. If you just look into them, it's a private bar guild. They take a secret oath. I've done 10 shows on it. Anyway, these people are crooks, all of them. Check it out over at valleybroadcastnetwork.com. Go to the Lie of Judicial Supremacy, and you too can see the crooked nature of the fraudulent Montana Supreme Court and their con, their continued con that they're running on the people of Montana. And the only way to stop is let people know. Family-owned restaurant in Kalispell. This is a good story here, and I don't know who this local nonstop news or who this reporter is, but that's all right. We're going to play the quick video here because it's not very long. Family-owned restaurant in Kalispell to be featured on popular internet show. Good for them. Let's go here and start from the beginning. Okay. Thanks there, Taylor Richardson, for that fine report. I've never been to that particular location there, but I am glad to hear for them that they are getting some recognition. That's good. I don't know, again, I don't know the family business or anything about them, but hey, how can it be bad, right? You're getting, you know, what we don't really want, of course, is more people piling into Montana restaurants. Now we already are. Like, it's madness as it is now. Nonetheless, all right. Let's look at this Glacier Symphony. My daughter's actually in the Glacier Symphony. She's very talented girl, way more talented than me. Award-winning fiddle players Mark and Maggie O'Connor to perform with Glacier Symphony. I don't know who these folks are, but they are coming to town here. And they're going to be performing, I think, at the Wachholz Center. That is an excellent place. That's where we're actually going to be having the MMA event there at the Wachholz Center. If you haven't been there, it's down by the college here in Kalispell. It's probably one of the nicest facilities in the town, frankly. Certainly as far as like holding events. This is another example of some more, you know, notoriety being brought here to Kalispell and to Northwest Montana. And we are going to I'll probably be, I'm sure, at this event. It may be my daughter's last event before she goes away to college. And she's going to be doing any more events with the Glacier Symphony after that one. So I will have to actually, I will be going to that one. So looking forward to that here coming up. I don't know when it is. Maybe next month. Hard to tell. I forgot already. All right. I think we have to take a quick commercial break. What time is it here? Yeah, let me take a quick commercial break because I have to stay on top of this. And when we come back, we will talk about defunding the NPR, the National Public Radio, which wouldn't be a bad thing. You know. Anyway, we'll be back after these brief messages here on Valley Broadcast Network. Valley Broadcast News brought to you by Valley Broadcast Network. I'm your host, James White. Hang around for these brief messages.
We are in a battle for our nation's survival between those who hate America and those who love her. The ruling class is seeking to weaken and divide us. We need strong, courageous leaders willing to stand up and make America great again. I will fight to close our borders because a nation without borders is not a nation. I will fight for limited and accountable government, Second Amendment rights, and the sanctity of life. I will stand up to those who are undermining our nation's elections and pushing for radical race and gender ideology in our schools, military, and media. If we continue to abandon the principles that have made America the greatest nation in the world, we are sowing the seeds of our own destruction. Freedom is not free. This is a battle we must win. My name is Mary Todd. I'm running for U.S. Congress. Vote for me June 4th.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Legacy and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
In the halls of justice, there's a game being played, a game of power, manipulation, and deception. For decades, we've been told that the Supreme Court has the final say, that their decisions are above reproach. But what if I told you it's all a lie? What if I told you that the concept of judicial supremacy is nothing but a confidence game? Join authors David Howard and James Rigby as they uncover the truth behind the Supreme Court confidence game. We'll reveal the hidden agendas, the backroom deals, and the shocking tactics used to maintain this illusion of judicial supremacy. With interviews from legal experts and historians, we'll explore the history of the Supreme Court and how it has evolved into a tool for those in power. But most importantly, we'll learn about those directly affected by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the ones who have been silenced and ignored in the name of judicial supremacy. Don't miss the Supreme Court Confidence Game, exclusively on the Valley Broadcast Network and Northwest Liberty News, because it's time to question the ultimate authority and expose the truth behind the lie of judicial supremacy. The game is about to be exposed. Are you ready?
We are ready to expose these scoundrels, that's for sure. And we're doing it here as often as we can on Valley Broadcast Network. Again, check out that whole video series on Valley Broadcast Network and the lie of judicial supremacy. Thanks for hanging on after the break. I'm your host, James White. Valley Broadcast News, valleybroadcastnetwork.com, or flatheadtruth.com if you want to watch the show live. Let's get back to the news and information. Exclusive, all things considered, lawmakers say it's time to defund NPR. Couldn't agree more. Representative Bob Good is introducing a bill that would prohibit federal funds in general from going to the radio network. National Public Radio represents the left wing of American journalism. Conservatives, of course, have known that for years. It took a veteran NPR editor with an axe to grind and some resurfaced tweets to drive home the point that the fresh air of public radio stinks with left-wing leftist bias. We've known this for a long time, and I just couldn't, you know, I used to work with fellows back in Michigan, good guys, claimed to be conservatives, and that they would always quote for me what they heard on NPR coming to work, you know, around the water cooler back in the day when I worked at corporate America many years ago. We'd talk about, you know, they'd talk about topics and events that happened, and they'd always say, well, I was listening to NPR on the way in this morning, and this is what they said. I'm like, what are you even doing paying attention to NPR, for crying out loud? I mean, we've known this for a long time. So defunding a disinformation and a propaganda outlet, I'm all for that 100%. Totally. Let them fund themselves. I fund myself. Let them fund themselves. If, you know, a small, you know, radio station / television operation here in little old Flathead, Montana can fund itself. Certainly National Public Radio, it's, you know, all across the country can fund itself, right? That's what I think. We're funding our own destruction is what we're doing, and we've been doing that for a long time. Here's something that's in the not surprising column. Former agent, FBI taught agents, this is a former FBI agent, and he's been out whistleblowing. FBI taught agents pro-lifers are more dangerous than Islamic terrorists. If you haven't figured it out right now, by now, that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is nothing but the police, the police apparatus of the deep state, the embedded, crooked establishment deep state. They're the police and enforcement arm. They're the brown shirts. They're nothing more than brown shirts. They're no better. Matter of fact, one of the things that really should happen here, if people had any stones, they would insist that their legislators will not be given a vote until they agree to kick the FBI out of Montana. It's been proven that they're a criminal organization that sets up conservatives. Why doesn't somebody in the Montana government have the stones to tell the FBI, we don't want you in Montana anymore? I can tell you exactly what would happen. I can tell you exactly what would happen if they started putting forth legislation to keep the FBI out of Montana or any other state. You know what would happen almost immediately? False flags. False flags by the FBI, because remember, they always want you to cry out and beg for them to help you. That's the perfect scenario. So if any state starts taking action against the crooked FBI, the FBI that sets up conservatives, obviously they've admitted this has come out. If they started to try to kick them out, false flag city, baby, false flag city everywhere. You'd see terrorists, extremists come out of the woodwork in Montana that you never thought could even knew where Montana was. That's exactly what would happen. They would launch so many false flags that people would just go, please, you can't leave now because our terrorists have overrun Montana. And, you know, the average person wouldn't even put them together, wouldn't put the two together. Why do you think almost every time when it comes up to funding these agencies, almost every time, just look back at the record, when it comes up, because every couple of years or whatever, however long it is, they have to be refunded. Almost like clockwork before the refunding hearing. There's an attack somewhere, somebody blows something up. It's because they want to ramp up the fear to let people, hey, listen, man, if you don't pay us, look at the kind of stuff that's happening. It's all manufactured. It's all a fraud, all a scam, all a con, all of it. Not some of it, all of it, every single bit of it. Anyway, we have this case here where the FBI, at behest, I'm sure, of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I can't tell you what a feather it was in my cap several years ago when I was broadcasting with the Liberty Brothers radio show that the Southern Poverty Law Center put me on their hate watch list. I almost got a T-shirt, actually, when that happened. I was so delighted. So this is the type of people that are running things. The feds, it's a dire situation. It's a dire situation because people just are so asleep, and it's sad. Here's a feel-good story. Town creates a militia to protect the Second Amendment rights. In Michigan, a militia has just been created in order to defend the Second Amendment. Specifically, the Holton Township Board passed a resolution that primarily did two things. Firstly, it declared the township to be a Second Amendment sanctuary community where unconstitutional laws controlling firearms will not be recognized. Secondly, Holton Township created an enforcement mechanism for this resolution in the form of a voluntary community militia whose purpose is to preserve the constitutional right to keep and bear arms. And that's how it's done, folks. That's how it's done right there. Did you see any part of that story where they had to break out baseball bats and beat people down on the ground, or tire irons or motorcycle chains, or everybody had to gear up with their AR-15 gear? Nope. None of that happened. Now, who knows what these crooked feds will do when this gets put in place. They may try to do something like that. But so far, everything's been peaceful. All they've done is make it known that they're not going to put up with the unconstitutional actions of the federal government any longer. They just had to come together and decide to. That's it. You don't have to fill out forms. You don't have to go before a committee. You know, any of that stuff. You just have to get together with your community and decide we're not going to put up with this criminality any longer. We're done. And if you come here to this town and you try to act unconstitutionally towards the men and women of this town, we are going to act in kind and defend our rights. That's America. That's as American as it gets. There's no more Americana than that right there. And again, not promoting violence, never do. But leave people alone and there won't be violence. People are allowed to defend themselves regardless of what government agency and three-letter hack job agency you're with. It doesn't change things. You don't have jurisdiction over these folks and you know it. These clowns watching this program, and I'm sure, well, I don't want to go into it, but you know you don't have jurisdiction. You know you don't. You're a clown. You're crooks. Let's get back to the news so I can calm down a little bit here, I hope. CNN panel debates the pros and cons of jailing Trump, put him in the holding cell. It has really nothing to do with Trump, right? He's just a figurehead. When it comes down to the outrageous treatment of people that are supposed to be proven innocent until to be afforded the right to be innocent until proven guilty. Remember due process and jurisdiction, regardless if it's Trump, if it's Alfred E. Newman, it doesn't really matter. Right. You say, well, you know, I hate Trump, so I hope he goes and gets put in jail and, you know, they throw the book at him. Do you realize that you're next? You understand that you have to stand up for the rights of all people, even if you don't agree with them. You understand? That's how they are able to gain control, is because they play with your emotions. They are masters at allowing your emotions or engineering a situation where your emotions override law and facts and you know, again, that's why right now we're in a time right now where feelings overrule facts. If someone feels like they're being discriminated against, that's paramount to the actual fact that they're being discriminated against. It's inverted world. It's upside down bizarre world that we're living in. I don't know. It's almost like we're inside some sort of a freaking globe and someone just shook it all up. Figure this out. This is what it seems like to me. And we're just stumbling around trying to make freaking sense of the whole thing. You know, some days are better than others, but for Pete's sake, how can you keep up with the madness? I mean, you just can't every day. It's something every day. I mean, you just can't keep up with it. There's so many fronts that we're being attacked on that it's almost impossible to keep up. Especially since there's, you know, 2 or 3% of the population that should be acting are acting. Get off your rear end and do something, even if it's being a bad example for everybody else. Even if you try something and it fails, you've still helped folks because now they know not to do what you did because it doesn't work. So the only failure is doing nothing. Seriously. The only failure is doing nothing. How important is your freedoms? How important is your liberty? How important is justice for your children? Due process. How important is that to you? Well, it's way more important than you believe it is. They've educated that out of you in the school system because it's all part of the program to dumb you down. Let me take a quick commercial break, the final commercial break. When I come back on the other side, we will talk about the Bank of America, discrimination in Bank of America, the giant 50-foot snake, a fossil that was found, and the call from Peter Schiff, who's a pretty sharp cat, that Bitcoin. I don't know if there's, I don't think there's a relationship, that Bitcoin is about to go down. Anyway, we'll cover that and more after these brief messages. Hang around after the break.
Something is not right. Everything seems upside down. Good is called evil and evil is called good. We've strayed from the vision of our founding fathers. Did you know the Federal Reserve isn't federal? Did you know that there's only two genders? Did you know that all lives matter? Did you know that history is being rewritten and there's an agenda to confuse our kids? Did you know that there's an elite organization pushing for a one-world government whose mantra is, you will own nothing and be happy? Did you know that January 6th was not an insurrection and that Christian extremists are not terrorists? Our nation is broken, but with God's help and by working together, we can fix it. My name is Mary Todd. Please vote for me on June 4th.
In the halls of justice, there's a game being played, a game of power, manipulation, and deception. For decades, we've been told that the Supreme Court has the final say, that their decisions are above reproach. But what if I told you it's all a lie? What if I told you that the concept of judicial supremacy is nothing but a confidence game? Join authors David Howard and James Rigby as they uncover the truth behind the Supreme Court confidence game. We'll reveal the hidden agendas, the backroom deals, and the shocking tactics used to maintain this illusion of judicial supremacy. With interviews from legal experts and historians, we'll explore the history of the Supreme Court and how it has evolved into a tool for those in power. But most importantly, we'll learn about those directly affected by the decisions of the Supreme Court, the ones who have been silenced and ignored in the name of judicial supremacy. Don't miss the Supreme Court Confidence Game, exclusively on the Valley Broadcast Network and Northwest Liberty News, because it's time to question the ultimate authority and expose the truth behind the lie of judicial supremacy. The game is about to be exposed. Are you ready?
All right, folks, thanks for hanging on after the break. And that was one of the actual first commercials that I created. And I want to thank Dave Von Kleist once again, my good friend Dave Von Kleist, who doesn't live very far from me here. I don't know, 12, 15 miles away maybe. Probably 15 miles from the actual studio here south of town. But we do appreciate Dave. He does great voiceover work. And if you're looking, you know, not that I'm going to pimp the guy, pimp his services, but if you like his voice and you want to do voiceovers, that's kind of what he does. And he doesn't really advertise it, but he's an excellent voiceover guy. He's an excellent musician as well, and he's a very, very well-accomplished host, and he's a very talented guy altogether. Anyway, thanks again, Dave, for taking care of that. We appreciate that very much. Okay, from the Daily Mail exclusive, the Bank of America accused of religious and political discrimination by debanking or refusing to service Trump supporters, Christian churches, and Republican-led states want answers. This is not anything that's really new. They've been doing this sort of thing for several years where they've been debanking people that are controversial. I want to say Lauren Southern comes to mind. I don't really follow Lauren Southern. We never really followed her much, so to speak. She was sort of a YouTube influencer until she got kicked off YouTube like the rest of us several years ago. Nonetheless, this whole debanking, this keeping people from conducting business. Now, you know, PayPal has done it to a lot of folks. There's other payment programs. GoFundMe has kicked folks off. So what they really claim is that they get kicked off because of hate speech. That is the big, that's the big buzz, that's the buzzword. That's the blanket excuse that they use for censorship is hate speech. I would just like for someone to please show me in the Constitution where it defines hate speech. If someone can, because that is the supreme law of the land, remember. That's one of the things that people cannot forget. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. And do we need to define what supreme is? I don't think so. The supreme law of the land. Anytime there's codes, statutes, ordinances, anytime they violate the Constitution, they're null and void on their face, hence the Marbury-Madison decision. Statutes and codes do not override the Constitution, ever, ever. There's no provision, there's no side angle, ever, ever. That's why the supreme law of the land, again, supreme. Remember the old days in Taco Bell before everything turned to crap? You used to have a burrito supreme. You could get the regular burrito, certainly. You get the simple burrito. But when you got the burrito supreme, it's the Mac Daddy, the king of supremes. It doesn't get any higher than that. It's the burrito supreme. It's the top of the heap. Same thing. The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. It's not a bean burrito. It's the supreme law of the land. Anything that affronts that or that violates that is null and void on its face. And repugnant, I believe, is the proper term. I really should try to really reach back out to Chris Ann Hall and get her on here to talk about this stuff. She's one of the smartest people that I know about it. So check her out, actually, Chris Ann Hall. She's a Liberty, I forget what the name of her website is, but she's very smart. All right, we only have a couple of minutes left here on the show. What time is it, as a matter of fact? I'm getting texts and everything, so I'm getting a lot of texts loading in on me, so it must be the end of the show, because that's always what happens. It seems at the end of the show, people realize the show is getting over soon, so they text me. It's all day, folks. Never ends. It's all day long. Anyway, let's hit a couple of more. And seriously, like I get texts at like calls at like 9 o'clock at night. Ugh, just can't get away from it. Paleontologists discover if you didn't have enough to keep you awake at night, paleontologists discover exceptionally large fossil snake. I mean, I hate snakes. Who doesn't? A fossil of a brand new species of ancient snake has been discovered in India, and it may have been one of the largest snakes to have ever existed. The ancient species, and I'm not even going to try, Vesuki indicus, maybe I got it right, is thought to have lived around 47 million years ago and measured between 36 and 50 feet long. The largest snakes to these days are the Burmese python, which are 19 to 30 feet long, almost double, well, pretty close to double the size of the largest snake that's around here currently, is this this 50-foot snake here discovered. Let's hope you never run into them, right? We all hope we never run into a 50-foot snake. I know I don't. I don't want to. All right, last story here, and then we'll go ahead and end the show. As you can hear, I'm just getting texts, crazy town. Schiff on the market overtime. Bitcoin has no value. If you're not familiar with Peter Schiff, now keep in mind that Peter Schiff, of course, does sell gold. So he's pushing his book here a little bit, but he's probably, he's a pretty smart guy. Peter recently appeared on market overtime. This is just the beginning of a massive repricing of gold and people aren't even buying it yet. And then if we go down here to the, well, he says the entire banking system is insolvent. I believe that he's probably right about that. And here's what he says about Bitcoin. They say Bitcoin is a store of value, but it doesn't have any value. You can't store it what you don't have. The reason gold is a store of value is I can take gold and I have And I have, and in 100 years, I can make a watch with it. I can conduct electricity with it. I can use it in medicine, in dentistry. Gold has real purpose in the world. It is a commodity that is used throughout history. The public was dumping their gold stocks to put their money into these ETFs. But the problem is, when the people who bought these ETFs want to get out, it will be impossible. He's talking about the Bitcoin. We're going to see the biggest Bitcoin crash we've ever seen. These are paper hands, they're not diamond hands. So if you're a Bitcoin holder, I guess this is not, of course, financial advice. You know, you can either believe or not believe what Peter Schiff says and pay heed to it or not. It's up to you. But just, you know, don't ignore it. I wouldn't ignore it. I would look into it. We'll just come to the end of the broadcast here. We appreciate you looking in. We hope you have a great weekend. We are going to be premiering the Bigfoot Today episode tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. You can check all that out if you go to valleybroadcastnetwork.com and look on these show links. Okay, till next time, this is James White for Valley Broadcast Network. Saying bye now.